Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. The good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep, who died for his flock, he is risen indeed. Alleluia. This morning, I'd like to begin my reflections by going back to Good Friday. Do you remember how the Good Friday liturgy begins? The priest walks into church in absolute total silence. And then, before he says a word, he prostrates himself before the altar, lying flat on his face. Now, before the Good Friday liturgy, I always tell the servers not to worry. I didn't faint, and I'm not taking a nap, even though it might seem that I'm down there for a long time. It is part of the Good Friday ritual. Now, why? Why does the priest prostrate on Good Friday? The church in her liturgy is trying to capture what the Bible says. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, says the Lord, and I will lay down my life for my sheep. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down freely. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. That's a lot of laying down in today's gospel. Almost every line. You know, at our RCIA class last Thursday night, we reflected on today's gospel, and I was kind of surprised that not a single solitary person mentioned this phrase. And yet, of the 8 short verses of today's gospel, the phrase, lay down my life, is used 5 different times. St. John Paul II said, the essential meaning of our Lord's discourse on the Good Shepherd lies precisely in this, that the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And this, in the context of Holy Week, means that Jesus, dying on the cross, laid down his life for every human being. So, the prostration on Good Friday represents Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who lays down his life on the cross in order to save us, his poor, ignorant, disobedient sheep. St. John Paul II says that Jesus revealed an aspect of the Good Shepherd's love that the Old Testament had not yet divined, not yet discovered. And that is to lay down his life for the sheep. An aspect of the Good Shepherd's love. It's a beautiful phrase, isn't it? See, there's a connection between laying down your life and love. Jesus says, this is why the Father loves me. Why? Because I lay down my life. What did Jesus say at the Last Supper? He said to the apostles, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for a friend. So see the connection between love and laying down your life. The hired man runs away when danger comes. That's because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. In other words, he doesn't love the sheep. But because Jesus, our good shepherd, really loves us, his love motivates him to freely, totally, faithfully, and fruitfully lay down his life for us. You know, in the ancient world, the shepherd would gather the sheep at night into an enclosed area, into the fold. And usually in the ancient world, they'd be field stones that kind of enclose them. And then you know what the shepherd did at night? He literally and physically would lay down to sleep in the doorway in order to protect the sheep from the wolves who might be coming into the sheepfold at night. Isn't that beautiful? Jesus says, I am the gate, the door for the sheep. That's because in the ancient world, the shepherd literally was the door into the sheepfold by laying down right in the doorway. You know, every Good Friday during the prostration, I can't help but think back to my own ordination as a priest now almost 21 years ago. And as part of the ordination ritual, I remember so vividly lying prostrate on the floor of the old Cathedral of the Sacred Heart in Winona, prostrate with my face toward the east, with my face toward the rising sun, as the Bible says. I remember what a moment that was. Everybody was singing the Litany of the Saints, and I remember being overcome by tears at that moment, crying. Overcome by the power of the Lord's grace at this moment of the ordination, knowing what that meant, that the priest has to lay down his life literally for the sheep. You probably all know what the Latin word for shepherd is. It's pretty basic. We have the word in English, and it's not even transliterated. The word for shepherd in Latin is pastor. It's not an English word, it's a Latin word. The gospel today is ego sum pastor bonus. I am the good pastor. Literally, I am the good shepherd. And a good shepherd, a good pastor, has to be willing to lay down his life for the sheep. A priest has to sacrifice family, of course, you know, a wife and children and grandchildren, but we lay down so much more. We lay down our own will, our own wants and desires, and then we take up the will of the risen Lord Jesus and his bride, the church. And I cannot tell you, we are in desperate need of more men to lay down their lives as priests for the church. We've found a couple. We found two here in our local church, Deacon Tay and Deacon Brian Mulligan. In just a couple of weeks, on June the 8th, they're going to literally lay down prostrate on the cathedral floor on the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, and they will say, I will lay down my life for the sheep. But we need more. We are in desperate need of more men to lay down their lives as priests. So this is why this Good Shepherd Sunday is also World Day of Prayer for Vocations. We pray that more men would have the courage to do this. And as we pray for more good pastors, more good shepherds, we give thanks to God for the good pastors that we have. And all the while we do that, all the while that we pray for more pastors and give thanks for the pastors that we have, I think you all know exactly what I'm talking about. Because you lay down your lives every day, don't you? We have courageous men and women in the United States military. We have brave firefighters and police officers and EMTs who are laying down their lives. We have dedicated teachers and principals laying down their lives. Doctors, nurses, all in the medical profession here in Rochester, sacrificing, laying down their lives every day for the people they serve. What about our parents? They sacrifice fashions and friends, fame and fortune for their children. You know what I'm talking about. You do it every day. You lay down your lives for your children. And if you're preparing for the sacrament of holy matrimony, one of the scripture readings that a couple can choose to read on their wedding day is the passage that says, there is no greater love than this, than to lay down your life for your friend. A long time ago, I once asked a groom during his wedding, are you willing to lay down your life for your wife? And he's like, yeah, yeah. I said, okay, are you willing to lay down your tractor, your snowmobile, your elephant gun, your remote control, your golf clubs, Your promotion at work? Your cool car for the 12-passenger van? Then he wasn't so sure. That was Adam's problem in the Garden of Eden, wasn't it? What was Adam's main responsibility? To lay down his life for Eve, and he didn't do it. He had to have been willing to take the snake bite and sacrifice his life so that Eve would not be attacked by the devil. And he didn't do it. But thanks be to God for all those husbands who lay down their lives for their wives. Thanks be to God for all of you parents who lay down your lives for your children. Thanks be to God for good pastors who lay down their lives for their sheep. And most of all, we give thanks to Jesus, who is the divine bridegroom, who lays down his life for his bride, the church. Jesus is the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep, because there is no greater love than this: to lay down your life for a friend.